Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing in your sight, my Lord, my strength, and my Redeemer. Amen. Good morning, and Merry Christmas. Everybody ready for Christmas except me? Be that as it may. And I notice there are still a few seats down front, so if you have trouble hearing me, I invite you to move forward. But you're fine where you are if that's where you're comfortable. But on to serious things. You know, she was just as plain and as ordinary as any young girl could be. Barely a teenager, there was not one thing that was interesting or special about her. She was just like every other young Jewish girl growing up in Nazareth. Her only purpose in life would be to care for some man's house and to produce children for him. She had no education and could not read or write. Education back then, of course, was only for those who were rich enough to afford it, and her family was decidedly poor. But, you know, she seemed satisfied with her lot in life, and in reality, she really had no choice. So, when her father told her that she was betrothed to a much older man, she seemed accepting of it. After all, he was an independent businessman, a self-employed carpenter, and a young girl growing up in Galilee could do a whole lot worse. Then, one day, with no forewarning, her life was changed forever. She had a heavenly visitor, or experienced some sort of vision, if you prefer. It was an event that would change our human history forever. Our gospel reading has told us that God sent an angel, an archangel no less, to deliver this special message to this young girl. The reading tells us that she was perplexed by his greeting. She was perplexed? I have to tell you, if the archangel Gabriel was to stand before me in his majestic robes with his great, great white wings, I expect I'd probably fall down in a faint. Perhaps then there was more to this young girl named Mary than we might have at first thought. Gabriel informs Mary that she has been chosen to deliver a child. Not just any child, but the Son of God. It's clear she's confused and not completely swept away at this opportunity. She points out that she's never even been with a man, and she may also be thinking of the consequences of conceiving a child, any child, out of wedlock. This would cause a great upset in her family and no doubt ruin her engagement. Moreover, her culture frowns on such events. An unmarried pregnant female is considered to be an outcast, and women without virtue in Galilee can be stoned to death. Have you ever stopped to wonder what might have happened if poor Mary, put on the spot and overwhelmed by the appearance of the angel and the opportunity he presented, had just said no? Could she have been the one and only chosen by God to bear his son? Imagine, no babe in the manger, no bright star, or wise men traveling from afar. Could there have been no Christmas story at all? What would our lives be like without the light of Christ in the darkness of our world? But Mary was apparently a girl with a strong faith, and angels can be very comforting. She tells Gabriel, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Mary accepts her calling from the Lord, and the angel makes his exit. And she embraces the incredible ministry of becoming the Mother of God. This account of Mary and the archangel comes to us from the book of Luke. This early period of her life also appears in the Gospel of Matthew. She is also written about at length in the Quran. The Muslim holy book devotes an entire chapter to the life of Mary, praising her for her purity and her obedience to God. Mary began her life as a simple, unknown female from a small town in a faraway land. Yet, through her obedience to God's will, she became one of the most loved and revered persons in all of Christianity. The story of Mary's life may be the greatest example for us of what can be accomplished when we accept God's plan for our lives. Just like Mary, each and every one of us have a special calling. We are all ministers of our church through the rite of our baptism. We each agree we will seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving our neighbors as ourselves. We may allow this promise to slip from our memory from time to time, but God never forgets. Every one of us, each in our own way, are called, some to be leaders in our church, while others are called to become teachers or musicians. Some are called to tend to the sick or to care for those who may be homeless. Others are called to provide support during times of special needs. But everyone has some calling. Our Christmas season is a traditional time for giving. As we enjoy family, friends, and special events, let us each give some time, no matter how brief, to reflect on what God is asking us to do. Our age doesn't matter, for he speaks to the young and to the old. Mary was asked to bear a child at a very young age, while Sarah, Abraham's wife, delivered a baby in her old age. We are sometimes called to do big things, such as the disciples leaving their families to follow Jesus, or to do small things, such as an innkeeper who allowed strangers from out of town to spend the night in his manger. During a time of reflection, many may well discern that they are fulfilling their calling. Some may identify a new direction. Remember how Mary told the angel, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord"? May we all have that same faith and commitment. Oh, and by the way, there is no need to wait for an angel to get you started in your efforts. After all, I suspect they're a whole lot more busy than they used to be.